Good morning. So I get to start off the sermon and welcome you guys today to our service here. And even though numbers are limited, welcome and thanks for coming. So for announcements today, the week after, 4 days after Memorial Day, we have VBS, and it's the Keepers of the Kingdom, the Armor of God, like we saw last week, May 30th through June 2nd. So please join us, help us with that if you guys are available. On June 4th, we will be having communion and a carry-in dinner, so make note of that. And then also on June 4th, at 5 through 8, we're doing our youth group summer kickoff, where the graduates from 6th grade going into 7th grade can join us for youth group. And that'll start at 5 and go to 8 p.m., and we'll do lots of fun things and games and food and those kind of things, and you can read more about it in there. As you can see, we got flowers from the Severson family, and they just want to extend a thank you to everyone who participated in that, and that was a really, really good time for that. So with that, does anybody else have any more announcements today? And if not, we'll read our call to worship from Psalm 89, 1 through 2. And it says, I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever to all generations. I will make known your faithfulness with my mouth. For I have said, loving kindness will be built up forever. In the heavens, you will establish your faithfulness.
We don't get to church early very often, but this morning we made it, and she makes it worth getting here early. That was very, very good. What do you call that? The prelude? It's worth the price of admission, folks. Let's stand up and sing number 8, Praise to the Lord Almighty. Number 8. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. Oh, ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth. Shelters thee under his wings, yes, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how all thy longings have been granted in what he ordaineth? Praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do. If with his love he befriend thee, praise to the Lord, oh, let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the amen sound from his people again. Gladly for a we adore thee. Let's take a moment to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see him this morning.
Well, again, we extend a greeting and grateful that you have chosen to worship with us on this graduation weekend. It was yesterday. Sounded like Miller had a good graduation. Looked at the reception that was here. It looked like a good time was had by all. And then today is Sunshine's graduation. Any prayer requests or praises for today? Yeah, John. And her name was?
Robin.
And your dad's name?
Marvin.
So two requests from John. His dad, Marvin, they've discovered that his cancer is back in his bones, and they'll be heading to Sioux Falls for hopefully a week-long shot treatment, but the prayer is that he'd be strong enough to handle the treatment. Robin, his cousin in Florida, did pass away, and so we will pray for that family as they go through this time of grief. We also continue to pray for Randy Sievertson and his family with his mom's passing. And it was a good time of celebrating her life as well as honoring her Lord and Savior, but continue to pray for the family. Excuse me. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Deb. So Deb's sister-in-law, Denise, discovered that she has breast cancer, and she starts treatment
Wednesday.
Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
Praise. My eyes haven't changed in the last 6 months, so that's good.
Yes, you did have an eye appointment this week. That is wonderful.
I saw a macular degeneration specialist, and he said it hasn't changed.
Oh, wonderful. So June went and saw the macular degeneration specialist, and her eyesight hasn't changed within the last 6 months, so that is a definite praise. Any other? On a personal note for my wife and I, Tammy will be going under surgery this Tuesday, and so we will, we'll be going to Sioux Falls on Monday. We get to be at the hospital at 5 a.m., nice, bright, and early. So we do covet your prayers. She should have an overnight at the minimum. And then, Lord willing, we'll be back Wednesday, and she'll start healing at home. And so we do appreciate your prayers through this time. I'm glad that my father-in-law is here, so he and I can take care of her. And Josh is also around, so we'll see what kind of help he is, but he may just provide comic relief. I'm not sure. But Tammy, I know, would appreciate the church family praying for her. Any others? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity of gathering and worshiping together, for these days that we set aside. We just didn't, and the church didn't just randomly choose the first day of the week. We come together and commemorate the rising of our Savior. We thank you that we serve a risen Savior, that he lives, that he is active in this world, and that he intercedes on our behalf. Father, we are grateful for the ministry of your Son and your Spirit in our lives, that your Spirit has come to be a guarantee of the promises you will fulfill. And one of those promises is that you hear our requests and that you act in your timing and in your way. And so we always leave room for the way for you to bring honor and glory to yourself, that you will provide for our needs. Father, we have been grateful for the moisture we received through the winter and for the moisture that has come our way this spring. Pray continually for those that are trying to get planting done, spring work done with cattle, that you would protect in the long hours. Father, we also are grateful for the way that you never leave us nor forsake us. And I pray for the Sievertson family and with the homegoing of Mary Ann that you would be an ever-present help through this time, that you bring comfort, thankful for her hope that was secured in Christ, and that when we were able to come together and in the days and months and years ahead, that the assurance that she is with her Savior, and that is the assurance we have of all our loved ones that trusted Christ, that is the most important decision anyone can make. We thank you for the gospel message, that it is life-changing and life-altering, that you make us new creations in Christ. Father, for this body, it does wear out, and I pray for John's dad, Marvin, that you would be with him through this time of going back with cancer treatments, that you would give him strength and give the family wisdom. Father, it is just a reminder that we should not take for granted each day we have on this earth. We know that our days are numbered and that you have in your timing, but we just pray for this process. We also pray for John's cousin's family, for Robin's passing, and for that family for comfort. I just pray for them. Father, we lift up Deb's sister-in-law, Denise, as she, with the diagnosis of breast cancer and the treatments that start Wednesday, that in the tough times, you would bring glimpses of yourself, that when it feels like she cannot keep going, that you would provide her the extra strength she needs, that you would bring healing. That is our desire, that you would, through the doctors or through your miraculous hand, heal her body. Be with the family as well through this time. We're grateful for June's good report from the eye doctor that her eyes have not changed. We continue to pray that through the medicine and through your hand of healing, that her eyesight would stay consistent. Father, this is, again, something we take for granted until we start losing it. Father, I pray for my wife's surgery, that you would be with the doctors and the surgeons, the surgical team as they work with her and with us, that you would bring healing. And Father, it's our desire there'd be no significant complications and that you would help her through the difficult days after surgery. We also lift up the ministries of our church. The reminder of VBS coming up, that you would give wisdom to the staff. We thank you for each one that has stepped forward to volunteer, and we also pray that you prepare the hearts of our students. We never again take for granted the opportunity to minister to the students and their families. We also pray for our youth group as the sixth graders will have been invited, and that opportunity is also a reminder that this is the next stage in life. As yesterday and today in the local area celebrating graduations and that next stage as well. Father, that you would direct steps. We ask that you would be with our missionaries. We thank you for the ones that we support and the work that they're called to do. With yesterday, the reminder of Victory Center and saying goodbye to Ken and Karen Taves, at least official capacity. We thank you for their gifting, for the opportunity of still supporting them in their work in Kadoka, that you would bless the camp and each of the campers going. Father, we thank you for the country we live in. We just pray that you would give wisdom to our leaders, that they would set aside their differences to be able to work together for the good. And Father, that you would bring alongside advisors to them that would guide them in making wise decisions. We pray for our military. Thank you for those families that sacrifice to have a loved one serve. We pray for protection for those that are downrange. We also are reminded of our world is not at peace until one day Jesus will come and set things right. But until that time, we do pray for peace, especially in Ukraine, that you would end hostilities, that the Ukrainian people and the Russian people, especially those that have been affected by the war, would be able to be ministered to by your church. Father, that's just the reminder that we feel helpless, but we can pray. We also lift up the offering today. We thank you for each of those that give. We thank you for the blessings you give us and the opportunity to give back to you. We ask that you take this offering and use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
David's right, Janelle, it's beautiful. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day out. How many of you guys have had little people bring you dandelions this year? I have several that I get every day. I'll have to tell you a cute little story. Last year, I had some girls fighting, and they couldn't get along, so I gave them each a bowl and said, go out and pick dandelions. They brought me back a whole bowl full, and they said, I think I've learned my lesson. So this year, I had a couple of them say to me, do we get to pick dandelions for fun? I said, sure you can. So anyway, it's the beauty of spring, right, the dandelions? It's a gift from God. I'm not sure why, but it's a gift from God. So we're going to stand. We're going to sing. We're going to praise the Lord this morning.
Soul cleansing.
Great Our Lord.
Your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out.
Father, we thank you for the time that we can be together. Pray for our time as we enter into your word, for the worship that we have sung, for the reminder of the words of that to enter into your presence, you allow us, but it's through the blood of your Son, that you will one day take us home with you, but the reminder that each day the breath that we receive is from you. That all that we have and all that we are is to be used for your honor and glory. And so, Father, open up our hearts and minds as we look into your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.